So there's a good chance that your child is either using TikTok already or asking you if they can download it.
Mm.
We have in studio with us this morning the coolest doctor in South Africa who is on TikTok and verified. Dr. Siamak Saleh, good morning. Welcome to Smile Breakfast.
Good morning, Bobby and Lindy. Thank you for having me. Actually, very excited to be here.
We're excited to have you in studio this morning. Tell us, so you are a doctor in primary healthcare, but tell us about your TikTok journey.
So my TikTok journey started in March. I think like most of the people joined the beginning of the pandemic, just an escape. Mm. And working in the front line was very stressful. So I used it as an escape. And I started making videos with my daughter.
Mm.
And after a month or two, I realized that everybody's asking questions about COVID. What are the symptoms? Can I go to the doctor? Do I get tested? So I thought, I have this platform. Why not use it to educate people?
Mm.
And I started making videos about a 10, 15 second cool, fun videos. Mm. Talking about COVID symptoms, when you go to hospital, the complications. And I also started talking about HIV, which is a big stigma here. So mm-hmm. try to break the stigma, talk about it. And that's how everything started.
How old is your daughter, by the way?
She's 9.
Are you like the coolest dad in the world now, according to her?
I should be, yes. I actually ordered a ring light and a tripod for her because one of her New Year's resolutions was to become a YouTuber. So at the beginning of this TikTok, I was like, hey, I have everything here, why not?
So the ring light you bought for your daughter now belongs to you.
Yes.
I have to say, I've seen your TikTok videos and they are great because they're short, they're colorful, they're really fun to watch, and you're getting information across, really important information. So this is wonderful. You are using this incredible tool that all the kids are looking at the moment to make sure that they are informed.
Exactly. Mm. TikTok is the fastest growing social app in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all, it's basically entertainment, but there are lots of educational videos, medical, fitness, finance. So it's actually a great app, yeah.
The one thing I find with social media and with the way we can access information these days is that you think more people will now have access to accurate information. Turns the opposite is true, that there's a lot of myths out there, especially around medical and health and so on. So you bust these myths. What's the one that surprised you the most, possibly?
So we all grew up with these myths and misconceptions. And even me, like, I at some point thought that bubble gum can stay in your stomach for 7 years, for example. So I started busting these myths because I always look in new ways of passing the information, make it more cool, and started with pregnancy myths. And that video went viral, like 4.6 million views today. And started talking about CPR, first aid. And one of the fun ones is that when you get burned, what do you put on the burn?
Mm.
So I realized people put butter.
Butter and oil. That's how I grew up.
Toothpaste.
Oh.
So I researched them. They actually delay healing. And
oil makes it worse, yes.
It makes it worse, yeah.
Wow. And you know, the thing is, sometimes you're too embarrassed to ask these things out loud. So if you see a TikTok video where you're busting this myth and you're doing it in a really fun, playful way as well, you're smiling, it's not scary. It's a great way to find out. Okay, I want to know, what are some of the things that doctors don't like to hear from patients?
There's always the most famous one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We don't want to hear when you say, what medication are you taking? And you always say, that white pill. That's the main one. We get lots of Google patients when they say, Google told me I have brain cancer. And you must now convince the person
that, they
that
don't.
You don't have. And they're upset when you tell them you don't have it. Like, no, I have it.
I Googled it.
The self-diagnosis is a massive danger, that one.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So, I mean, you must diagnose a lot of hypochondriacs, people who believe absolutely that they have that thing.
Yes, and they very and I'm surprised. I'm like, you must be happy you don't have cancer.
Yeah.
And they're very upset.
So. They're unhappy that Google was wrong. That's the big problem. Dr. Siamak Saleh is in studio with us live at the moment. He's a myth-busting TikTok doctor, the most popular one in South Africa with 200,000 followers. Do you have a medical-related question or a medical myth that you'd love him to bust? Or maybe there's something that you're just uncertain about. Maybe you want to be a TikTok star. Maybe you're in the market for a ring light.
I want to be a TikTok star.
Do you want to be
Dr.
a TikTok
Saleh,
star?
Dr. Saleh, do you think you can teach me how to be a TikTok
star? Of course, we can do that after the show.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Okay, great.